and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. Thank you once again, Bruce Buffer, veteran voice of the Octagon. And it has been an incredible week. There has been so much news that has come out since the International Mass Timber Conference in Portland, Oregon. I hope that if you went along, you had a fantastic time and met with people, not just in the rooftop bar, but in the many side events that were happening around the exhibition itself. The exhibition hall was amazingly packed. There was significant presence from many manufacturers, suppliers, and interested parties to the mass timber construction sector. And from all accounts, it was a good time had by all. Congratulations to Arnie, Craig, and team for their amazing contribution to the industry. And some of the commentary that was coming out was really talking about this being the place to be, the pinnacle event on the global stage for mass timber construction. Let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week in mass timber construction land. And first of all, we're going to the University of New Hampshire, who has their Cooperative Extension, which is a project which is going to boost both the region's timber industry and the ongoing efforts to fight climate change. The project revolves around studying how softwoods that can grow in the northern forests, and the areas include New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, and New York, and how these can be then used in cross-laminated timber or other so-called mass timber products and engineered wood panels that can be used for purpose buildings in the region. So the project is looking at CLT and glulam timber structures, and it's looking at how these can be used in a more innovative way to displace the fossil fuel intensive building materials of traditional steel and concrete. And Andrew Fast from the Forest Industry State Specialist for the University of New Hampshire Cooperative Extension said that the project is going to be a monumental step forward for sustainability around the world. And Hacienda has been piloting and manufacturing modular homes in Oregon using CLT, which is large formatted prefabricated panels used in conjunction with a more efficient, faster, and less expensive way to build. They believe that they are doing an iterative change to the designs to ensure that they are more efficient and affordable, and that the people can provide a dream of having mass casitas or prototype homes that can be donated and delivered to nonprofit organizations in four Oregon communities by June in 2023. So it's an ambitious program to see these haciendas being produced. And the research report from the market that supports this mass timber approach and understanding environmental benefits of different product innovations has supported the placement of students in the industry to support such projects. And we recently had the NIRI team on the podcast talking about the 10-story building on the Shake Table. Well, there's been more news reports coming out that the testing is scheduled to start in late April. And so the Shake Table simulation now is being ready for a Richter scale magnitude 4 to an 8. So that's the range, with iterations of 6.7 magnitude from the Northridge earthquakes, which came in Los Angeles in 1994. They're trying to emulate this using mass timber structure that sits on the Shake Table. So we look forward to seeing at the end of April the outcomes of the research from the NIRI team. Congratulations again to all. We look forward to hearing about the results when they come out. And we hear a lot about the myths and the requirement to debunk some of the untruths or myths that occur around using mass timber and just general construction in a sustainable way more generally. So Portland, Los Angeles-based Lever Architecture has now published a new report in collaboration with Atelier 10. And the authors have called this the Common Myths About Mass Timber Construction. And the report will then provide a debunking of four myths related to the timber to promote more nuanced discussion in the industry to truly capture the potential that timber has to offer as an engineered product. So if you want to read more, go to either Lever Architecture or Atelier 10 and look for the report called Debunking Four Mass Timber Myths. So that's it, folks. That's all we've got time for this week in Mass Timber Construction Land. We hope you're having a great week. We look forward to catching up with you very, very soon. If you're heading back from the International Mass Timber Conference, I hope you have a safe trip home. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. My name is Paul Kramer from the Mass Timber Construction Journal and the Mass Timber Construction Podcast, signing off for another week.